Okay.
Start with the
pudding. Dave Wu?
Sweet.
Really? You starting with me?
Yeah.
Trying to make up for last week, aren't you?
Maybe. <It'll work.
laughs> Maybe he wants to kill you.
It'll go the faster.
Yeah, I like you.
I'll kill you off. Kill you off first so he can concentrate on the important people.
No. Remember I told you I'd kill you last night. That's right, you did.
I lied.
What happened to Sully?
I let him go.
I like you, Sully. You're a funny guy.
Okay, what are you usually go patrolling?
Night.
Okay, so it's night.
Patrolling. Oh, good. Otherwise, you're on my boat.
Yeah.
Getting some of those rays. After all, everybody knows laying out in the sun is good for you.
Okay. But your head is covering all the...
Perception roll. Thanks for calling. Roll 2d10.
Too much shape on your head.
Yeah, I might give you a call later, depending on... If you get too close, the adventure's over.
So
two is
nice to know.
Okay.
So if I roll 2 ones, I should just lie.
Glasses?
You know, for the sake of the campaign.
Yeah.
It'd be a short adventure. And I want that.
Oh, really? So just tonight, not the game entirely.
You're sure you want a 30 AP bomb?
Nothing wrong with that. 15.
So you get 15? Okay. You're patrolling?
Yeah.
Almost done.
And you see...
the guy...
So you're patrolling over... See this thing falling from the sky?
A guy wearing... Red?
You know, next time we leave, I should think I'm something else, like Spider-Man. Think I'm Spider-Man.
Different universe.
So, I think I'm Spider-Man.
World.
You think in the DC world, there aren't Marvel comics?
Oh.
And they're just fake, and they're not real?
Oh, maybe in the DC universe is Marvel, and in the Marvel universe is DC.
Exactly.
Wow.
And everybody says, how stupid are these comic books?
But what about the crossovers?
Very few.
See, but in a world where Superman was real, why would you have Spider-Man comics?
I know, it's crappy. Well, because it's...
So you get a
place of fantasy to escape to.
Yeah.
You get a woman screaming.
I go save her.
It's a post-crisis.
You fly down.
Spider-Man kicked post-crisis Superman.
Girl scout.
Really good.
Look at all the web. What are you going to do?
So I got this brand book! So you see, three youths threatening an old woman.
Are they Lost Boys? Any of the Lost Boys?
No, they're all men now.
Oh, okay.
They're like teenagers.
Well, I
see. You want to go for a little kid? Michael.
Dave likes him young.
Alright, web him up. Oh, wait.
Yeah, yeah. Friendly neighborhood here.
Well, you got confused.
No. I'll fly down and wipe. If the three of them, I'll just fly through and grab one of them in the middle.
When you grab the lady and get her out of there.
Grab them.
Grab one of them in the
middle. Isn't that just like Star Wars second episode?
That's much better.
Why don't you pull the two people from top of the big column?
Much better. I'll fly her as the safety. That's true. I
can
go back and kick those youth butts. This would be the acrobatics. Nothing matters. You're going to figure out whatever.
But the strange guy swoops out of the sky unexpectedly and grabs her. She has a heart attack and dies. True. Rolling those always matter.
But it's a little boring.
So you grab her and you fly off in the...
I said close to the earth.
And the teenagers... Well, okay. So you're flying close to the earth and they, you know, look at you surprised.
Nicolade.
No, they only have
knives. Or the howitzer.
A
neutron gun.
Maybe you think that pilates and plate are very similar words.
Pilate.
So what do you do now?
Pilate.
I set her down and go back.
Okay, you set her down and start flying back?
Yes.
Where do you set her down?
Have a nice night, ma'am.
Wait, where do you set her down?
Two 1,000-foot
volcano. Drop her off.
For a few seconds, she pedaled there.
Wait
a minute. I put her down. I have to roll.
That's okay. One problem.
14.
Okay. The kids see you coming back and they scatter.
Oh, okay. You be nice to your elders in the future.
All right.
I'm going to go make sure the lady's okay.
Oh,
you're...
heart attack and die. Heart
attack
and it's burning.
I'm the most
mama. Heart attack and it's burning.
I just swim to shore.
That's not molten lava. It's hot.
Magma.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, Mr. Peter Pan. Because you recognize him.
Oh, and
then she pulls off her mask. She's actually...
I didn't go to 8 years of evil school to be called Mr. Evil.
And she says, you must be my daughter.
What?
She's been kidnapped.
Oh. What's
her name?
Wendy.
Sure, absolutely. Where can I find her?
Well, I need that puzzle.
Oh, yeah? Haven't told the police yet?
Yeah. They were kidnapped by the Red Dragon. Which is
a horrible reptilian creature from the south from the sea.
Yeah, it's a street gang. They'll reuse for part of it.
Oh, really? So they were just being disrespectful to their elders?
Apparently not.
Oh, well. I'm sure they'll learn.
Aren't those your brothers?
Are they hatchlings or gray worms?
My brother said he doesn't want to roleplay anymore. So I gotta do something with these infantry.
He's too good for us.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to roleplay anymore?
Yeah.
Like, give enough to roleplay ever?
Well, pretty much it seems.
Bastard.
He's just playing computer games now.
Easy.
Alright. Easier? How is it easier?
You don't have to go out and talk to
you. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he just plays online.
So tomorrow, when we're at the Dickens Fair, you'll be doing what all day long?
It's interesting.
I'll be,
it's been a busy week.
I'm on gardening next week. I'm laughing.
Origami?
Origami.
Let's say gardening, you're done when you open up the slide glass door to look at the chicken in the box.
Oh, yeah, chicken in the box. Sweet. We had a chicken in the box. But it flew into our backyard.
And then you captured it?
Well, yeah.
Chickens can't fly.
It flew in.
Someone threw it in.
Or somebody tossed it in.
No, it flew in.
And one of your guys tossed it out again, so why didn't you think it?
Wouldn't you kill it either?
If the guy that threw it was below your eyesight, it would look like it flew in.
Actually, I didn't see it fly in, but I assume it flew in. But why would we throw a chicken in our backyard?
You threw it back out, didn't you?
No.
What'd they do with it?
We called the animal shelter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I don't know.
But the important thing is somebody roasted it and needed it.
It laid an egg, actually.
I know. You guys,
it laid an egg. Kind of odd.
Your guys refused to eat it. I washed it, put in the fridge for you, and you still didn't eat it.
That's because it's unclean.
You put it in the fridge? You put it in a fridge and it's like...
Because of its sterilized.
I don't
know. Special facility.
I eat natural eggs all the time.
God, why are you still alive?
Okay. Have you seen my dad's house? Wild animals roaming all around the backyard.
Once you lived past about 3 years old, it was fine.
Yeah.
Before three that you might have probably.
Yeah, after a couple of years.
Sure. Were you pushing a wheel in the backyard?
Oh, yeah, so. Wheel.
You fighting pit fights?
How'd that riddle go again?
Wheel.
Okay. Guy with some steel gets onto a bus and says to the driver, guy walks into a bar with a bunch of steel and says,
a duck
goes into a doctor's office with a bunch of steel.
Have you seen the man who shot my paw? Long riddle.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you want to do anything?
I'll tell my fellow superheroes, you should probably tell me where you live. I'd write it down, but I can't read.
Oh, you're talking to
Three? Well, yeah, I need to get more information.
Oh,
okay.
Can.
She tells you.
It's not a disadvantage anymore, but apparently, well, I still can't read.
Yeah, what? You roll.
Yeah, see, I just rolled, but you see,
so
I can't read!
That's an extension of your role-playing capability. That's it, man. Don't stretch it. Don't strain yourself.
Oh, my role-playing muscle.
Tells you where she lives, and then you try to contact your friends.
Will you be safe at home?
Probably.
I could bring you back to our headquarters.
No, they just wanted to deliver a message.
Really? Did they deliver it already?
Yeah.
What's the message?
Oh, because she, their leader.
Tell me what you know. Well, you can tell my friends did like. Tomorrow.
So what's the message?
Oh, they know that she knows that their leader killed some guy.
She knows the leader killed some guy.
Yeah.
Are you
the daughter.
Well, the daughter knows this?
That's why they kidnapped her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not for Lorenzo.
Hey,
yeah. She said she.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So the youth came in to tell her not to call and police. Or daughter gets it.
Okay, so the old woman does it. Okay, so the old woman is the one that knows, right?
The old woman also knows.
Oh, okay. Got it. Alright. Okay. So, I will visit you tomorrow with friends capable of
reading.
Solving your present situation.
Reading friends, I call them.
They say their words just stick.
No.
Words just stay, one or the other. It's from never ending story.
Actually. Might be better than other people there. So
yeah.
I'll go to
the lab. Okay. Never ender story.
Okay.
I'm a written stuff.
You come into your lab.
Okay.
One day.
Does Wally have my coffee ready?
No.
Oh,
once again, your lab's a mess. Someone ransacked it. Wally's not there.
Wally's
neither
dead.
Neither's Charlie.
Really? Is Wally's arm there?
His name is Parker Wally.
His left arm is on the floor.
Reaching out for the red alert button.
Not the broom.
Didn't I invest a lot of Euro points in security for this place?
In this place? No. You have a secret lab underneath.
Oh, the secret lab I did. But this one, no. Okay.
Yeah, no, not this one.
Okay. What's missing this time? Wally?
So, let's see. Make a roll.
Really?
Clearly, Wally's
missing.
Clearly.
Wally's
missing.
My dice are really cut. Can I steal some dice? 8.
So.
That's better than.
Clearly, nothing is missing.
Clearly.
Yep. So, let's see. Wally's missing, Charlie's missing, Devdude's missing.
Everybody.
We have
to report this to.
I don't mind you, prototype equipment.
Whoa.
That's the security base.
Bastard.
Wait. The lab is still on the army base. That still works, man. Go compliment the military right now. Okay.
Excellent.
I'm going into private practice. My fees just doubled for the army. Okay, I call my insurance company.
Fine idea.
Good
idea.
Yeah,
well, military stuff.
On the,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
It's insured by the government.
Yeah. Well, insurance company.
Sure, they'll
give me more funds.
Yeah. Stuff,
yeah.
So just talk to the.
You were talking to the life insurance company.
The head base guy.
Yeah, the head base guy.
Okay, I go to the head base guy.
Base commander.
Call a team meeting.
Uh huh.
When in doubt, call a team meeting. So I'm supposed to be the manager, right?
That's true.
You're the only one that shows up.
What's that?
No.
You notice that all the people are coming.
you're all tired.
Not sure. You know, so the base is actually not there. Now you think about it. All empty space around.
No, the other time to show including the alien.
Including the alien? Oh, good. Alien. Right. Skip the normal. You need to chat out.
Yeah, what are you talking about their day? Certainly nobody knows.
So, did anyone notice anything odd around the lab?
Around your lab?
You have a lab? I thought you were just a manager.
Oh, mean shit.
Don't you have a big sign that says keep out and
date the
desk? Let's see.
Yeah, I do, but.
Hey. Probably just another one of your scientists screwing with you to get more funding.
The alien said that he saw your mechanical construct wheeling away a bunch of stuff.
That's step two, right?
Oh. Whatever. They all look the same, too.
That's true.
I mean, really? They look the same, also.
Aha! But I look different.
That's true.
So, my mechanical construct is wheeling away stuff?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah.
He said all the humans look the same.
You're not human?
I've been sleeping with us
now.
Damn, 38?
I've been sleeping with a demon?
I mentioned to everybody the importance of proper security because we are a government laboratory and we do have to talk to the projects here. Could we please get some security around here?
Right.
That's a good response.
Y'all look at each other and go, this only ever happens to Brad.
That is true. Why is that?
And Rad, too. But he's gone now. Army and Dr. J.
Rad. Dr. Jones.
Mysteriously, Dr. Jones left, and then your Rad was left. That was Rad's set.
That is very odd. So that was like, I left like, what, 6 months, 8 months ago?
Oh, 3 or 4 years ago, yeah. Like, you were just biding your time
to steal back the parts to his radio cyclotron. I already built one.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
It did work.
No, it didn't.
No, it worked.
But
the evil genius monkey.
Jojo, Jojo, to you. Get your monkey drunk.
This is a proper simulation of a coma.
I give notice to the department that we're going to be moving to a more secure facility because obviously the army isn't secure enough.
Oh,
what? It was an inside job.
Oh, you think
obviously.
That.
Yeah, there's screening process for robots isn't good enough.
Clearly the army is incompetent.
Clearly you forgot to revoke Dev 1's security clearance.
Oh, Dev 1.
Yeah, this sounds like the work of
evil genius.
Evil genius.
Or Dev 2 with actually evil.
I don't think Dev 2 would be that.
Huh? So many possibilities.
You didn't think that one
was going to be all
right?
Dev 1 has a stupid robot that will follow what it's told. Dev 2 is a being.
But he could
have
been
rehearsing.
Yeah.
Dev 1
is just like better.
Just like Mechanique?
Stronger.
True, but I specifically hired Charlie because she's supposed to be an expert at protecting me a second.
Uh-huh, where's she?
Protecting.
Missing.
The action?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my lab equipment is done. Do I still have my coffee maker?
Yeah.
Maybe she went...
Toaster?
Yeah.
Bagels?
Yeah.
Coffee beans?
Yeah.
I make some coffee.
And what do you have for the coffee?
Wait, did they secretly replace the coffee beans with...
well, I'll save it next time, damn it.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, cool, just crystals.
You drink your coffee.
Yeah, you can't tell the difference. It's better than my normal coffee.
What is it?
Soldiers.
clearly the loss of a great deal of my top secret equipment is of great importance. So I'm going to call
Chris Farley. the Marvel superheroes and you replace this copy.
Okay,
American.
Let's go to the
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just in the hospital waiting to die. By my wife.
Actually, you realize the child is really big, so you have to have your wife cross to the assistant.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's staying in one of the rooms.
Oh, she is? Still?
Well.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to get rid of her.
It,
you don't want her. You don't want her near you.
But this is a better facility. You know, you don't want to keep wheeling her back and forth.
That's true. Especially since I have to wheel myself, too.
I can't believe it.
Good thing I work out,
Good thing I work out.
How can you tell with those baggy clothes?
That's true. I try not to show off.
Okay. This is what happens when I ride adventures really quickly. See, walk into your lap.
It's destroyed.
And the radio cyclotron is gone.
Huh.
Just odd. Gone, huh?
Kind of big.
It's fairly big, yeah.
Would it make it through the doorway?
No.
I can eat kind of shrink, right?
Do we have security cameras? Like,
not in your lap.
Not in my lap? Oh, that's true. It can't be in my lap.
On the doorway to your lap. How about that?
Anywhere? Like, outside in the hallway?
Yeah, let's go outside in the hallway.
I'll check the security people. Check the security.
Okay, make roll.
Wouldn't this be board videotape?
Oh.
Curious.
You might be right. Yeah, I think this was the very thing. No, there was no security.
Well, no, they could have closed circuit television.
That's
but the
true.
Security guard would have to see it happening.
Yeah.
Okay, move the roll.
It is in Hawaii. Who knows what they did?
No idea.
11.
I mean, it'd be expensive, by the way. I mean, this is something really expensive equipment. But
my lap?
Exactly. I think you can afford it, but you don't have videotape, so he's not gonna record the
video.
I remember the early days.
Because there's recordings that might have been on film, like TV.
Yeah.
Well, TV, the TV black and white.
They actually, so the security guard reported their monkey. They're still running around. So they were chasing after it.
My monkey was
seen recorded 50s.
Oh, so the lab got it.
It got recorded. Like,
so they couldn't find a show of shows.
You couldn't find the monkey.
After all.
Is it recording? Yeah. Or
that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
The other monkeys are still around, right?
Yeah, they're in the cages.
My monkey? You mean the monkey?
Yeah. Good monkey.
How did they know which one?
Do they wear glasses?
Well, they know. They don't know which monkey it was. They said, what are your monkeys?
Oh, is it the one that was wearing glasses? After the experiment?
Yeah.
My glasses punch us. Excellent. Never a guess. Okay, so I don't know what happened to my machine.
No, they didn't see anything.
You know,
like
this is a...
But much would be the only unusual thing.
This is a job for a detective, I think, to myself. So I'll go live with John Gilmore.
The secretary.
The famous detective.
And hope the secretary can.
Why?
Okay.
Hey, you got Yahoo, Yahoo and all that crap, right? They, when you sign up for that, they give you one of a number of services, one of the thesaurus.
Yeah.
And that would have videotape. You just have to go to their online API.
Why would a thesaurus be?
Not a thesaurus. They're encyclopedia. You need access to Britannica.
That's true. I had that. I never used it.
I used it once. And then
you have to go on their website and the link.
Is that up here somewhere?
It's off of the homepage for the SBC, off of your SBC Yahoo website.
Just go to like www.sbcglobal.net, and that should go to a Yahoo page.
That's right.
No.
No.
Well.
No, that's not. You should have like the news page and all that.
SBC Yahoo. So your Yahoo. Well, I think. Oh, because you got the IP address?
No, I'm trying out.
So, I'm going to try to go to the detectives.
Can you go to the
and also, I'll call Riff. Ask him to get more of my old research papers back. I lost my email.
Oh, let me just check my records.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Where's my office?
I stepped out to a meeting and I come back to my entire office.
Okay. So now what? All the elite souls? Education?
That sounds right. What are we looking for?
Videotape.
Oh. History of videotape. Why don't you just do a Google search? History of videotape.
I could do that if I wasn't looking up. I want to see if the SD, the Wi-Fi SD card is ready for Fonda. I know it's ready for. They have for the mini PC crap. Windows C? No, not Windows C. What is it?
PC.
What's the name of this? The PC product that rivaled Palm.
Pocket PC?
Pocket PC, yeah. Yeah, they have wireless SD chip cards for it.
That's a pretty crappy
right. So yeah, that's what I did.
Okay.
So what did it say about it? Did you say anything?
All right, let's say beta. It says you call Betamax was introduced in 1975.
Asking for trying to get my old research.
And that's all it says?
Radio Cyclotron.
First commercially successful.
It's mine stolen. For some reason.
That's commercially successful.
Yeah, it's very odd. It's big, and I don't know how they stole it. Stolen. Probably a dimension door? Stolen? They stole your radio cyclotron? Do you have any leads?
It probably came from
like
a grass to put under a
really?
Well, I was going to call a famous detective.
Put it under her dress and make it and pretend to be a pregnant woman.
Oh, so you're going to use Penny?
Consult
it?
Do I know Penny?
Practical video recording.
Do you know her?
Invented
but I don't know
the
that she's
1954.
Dr. Jones.
Probably.
For us.
But I don't know that she does all the work.
1955.
There you go. But I don't know that she does all the work, right? I just know John Gilmore from like the.
Well, make a roll. You heard the rumor.
No, okay. That's two. What, when you're Dr. Jones, do you not remember being red? No.
You know, word gets around.
I'm just telling you that I'm calling John Gilmore. Okay, well, ask for Penny. Should I say you recommend it? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So
you
call?
No. Wait a second. Okay, I'll call her office, or his office.
It says here that some guy had video discs in 1927.
Oh, video discs. What the hell is a video disc?
Based on existing phonograph technology, they rotated at 78 RPM and have the ability to capture and reproduce CD images when played on a gramophone.
Wow.
The bandwidth is 5 kilohertz, and the images, though barely recognizable, are produced at 12.5 frames per second at a resolution of 15.4 horizontal line.
in this frame,
kid running around.
I'm pretty sure your radio cyclotron was there, and in this frame, I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
That looks like a big blob. Next frame, the blob is gone. Interesting.
Earliest tape. Actual tape is 1948.
Really?
Yeah.
It's at least reference to tape. Alright, yeah.
So let's see. So you call John Gilmore. after a few rings, he answers.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Actually, no.
Wow.
That never happened.
Wait, that's impossible. You guys ever talk to Peter when he's not here?
John Gilmore's doing it. Whoa. The croaky voice.
What's that? Do I recognize his voice?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Sounds like it?
Yeah, like for hard night drinking.
Often. Every every meeting, actually, every weekly meeting we have.
Take a roll.
Hey, Jake, this is what it looks like. Just by looking at the size.
Nine.
Yeah.
You know that takes long. That's the Wi-Fi card.
Wow. Uh-huh. It's probably 6 after that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Well, there's that. Those are the notches right there. Those are the notches. It goes to right about there. It's over twice the size of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You hear some music.
Yeah.
Sort of weird chanting.
Uh oh.
Gregorian chanting.
Gregorian, really?
No.
And guests are probably the big people chanting, right? Are they?
No.
They're not? Demons?
Nah, you can't know. You know, he is a psychic investigator.
That's true.
Oh. Weird things happen.
Mr. Gilmore?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Dr. Jones from the Institute of...
Psychotronic.
Dyer Bennett.
Institute.
There we go.
No, that would be to hire you on that would
that
job.
Would be you.
That would be me. What?
Heretical. It's like the bad guy corporation.
Can't you break in and say,
it's a paying job, take it, for God's sake, take it. I can hire you for a job. My machine I was working on in the lab in this institute here has been stolen yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how they stole it.
I see.
It's pretty big, you see, and they can't possibly move it out of the door.
I
have to disassemble it, of course. It should take more than one mind, I think. Oh, it looks pretty good. The roof fall. No, but anyway.
Yes, well, alright. We will investigate this.
Okay.
Would you like my credit card then? Or wait a minute.
Okay, I guess you'll contact me with any
of these. Of course.
Okay.
Like.
God, I should call Penny. That's
Penny's number. Filled up now. Let's see.
Ghost Girl
No,
Penny has one too.
Yeah, exactly. You just call her on the
I can.
How about calling Rad?
You can go in the bathroom and call as Rad.
How would Rad know about this?
Rad's got the heartbeat of everything on the island, man.
But isn't Rad like, you know, Dr. Jones, you know, and Dr. Jones like group friends?
I thought so.
Well, they could be.
Can you what?
Never seen them together.
But they're still good friends.
They talk all the time.
Well,
that's what I hear.
How can we look at
Rad's always going, I gotta go see him about Dr. Jones.
And Dr. Jones saying, yeah, but Rad says.
Rad says you're an idiot.
Back at Rad camp.
You know what Rad thinks? Rad thinks you're an idiot. Wait a minute. How do you know Rad
thinks? So, Peter, so how are you going to contact people?
Well, the next day we should obviously go to the meeting house, the headquarters.
The next day there's somebody's leg in the injured.
It's dark. I don't know where out of contact. Oh, I guess I could go. Link, I could talk to you guys.
You gotta risk me.
Yeah, you gotta risk me, kid.
Yeah, but slow. Wait till you guys know. I'll see you. Well, this is morning, next morning. You're talking to these guys, right?
Is it the next morning or the day, the same day that...
I went out in the middle of the night. You guys came to your labs in the morning. I
think. Yeah, indeterminate time. Depends what day does.
What do you do?
All right, fine. I immediately contact them and say, we should meet tomorrow at What's-Your-Face's house, and we can investigate.
What time?
Is 8 good for you?
Yeah, I'm doing wrong.
8 in the afternoon, right?
8's okay.
Remember, you're not every character.
Wait, is this before? Sorry, this is before or after?
So, it is... Let's see,
that's 8's okay. I'm not going to work on it right now. I have to, like, you know, do this investigation myself, too, I think.
What?
My character's thing.
Gilmore is going to take care of it.
Right.
Hey, View Sonic makes PDAs, you know?
Oh, that's right.
Really?
Yeah.
They have crappy monitors. They have crappy PDAs.
They have good monitors.
No, okay. They're good.
They have their crappy monitors. They have their good monitors.
Okay.
Big price
difference. Well, they don't have the SD card for the phone yet. Very disappointing.
Okay, so...
The wireless card. The Wi-Fi card.
So this is like when I found out my...
when they get it, you know, I'm buying it.
He calls Rad, right, in case it's a Wi-Fi card.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, the problem with that is that...
When did he call? He called, like, that night?
Yeah, he was calling that night.
I guess, yeah, since I had... That's the only way... I can't count on you guys actually show up at the office tomorrow.
So this is after I talk to you more?
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
No.
I'll be there. Good. For a second there, you sound like Dr. Jones.
Sleeping together or something.
That's buddy.
I think I heard Dr. Jones in the background. Kind of late to be having visitors, aren't they?
Well, that was not me supposed to. Okay, so y'all show up at
Mrs.
Ghost Greater. Girl's place?
What? No, the old lady's.
Oh, you're going to go to the old lady's place?
Yeah, 8 o'clock, maybe.
I'll have some role-playing time chewing out some kernel for...
Okay.
For letting my lab get ransacked again.
Again?
See, it's an inside job. You should take care of be your people better.
Oh,
exactly. I see.
When I say people, I mean, you know, robots.
I see.
Oh,
it could be that new alien. I see. Yeah, that was the nail in the
coffin. Legal, legal, or illegal?
Whatever terms I have for the army, I'm pulling off the base.
Is Ghost Girl an illegal alien? What's the immigration laws like in this era?
It's Hawaii, man.
The melting pot of America.
Yeah. People just show up.
Yeah, I'm pulling off the base. All of my equipment goes into the secret of the melon.
So when you say you're pulling it off the base, you're really putting it under the base?
That's not under the base.
Oh, I thought your secret lab was under the base.
It's under our headquarters.
Oh, really?
Well, you have to...
This floor sounds hollow.
All your equipment is government property.
Oh. Okay.
It's all gone.
You can't take it on the ranch.
True.
Bag.
The part about half of being gone.
Mm-hmm. And the personnel?
They don't seem real upset about it being gone, but if you took the rest, they'd be
pissed.
Well,
it's going to pay for their salaries, right?
Yeah.
They can quit and come work for you.
Yeah.
Are you independently
wealthy?
Wealthy?
You can do a couple of things.
Are you like, well, I don't know.
Who's independently wealthy? You.
Those two.
Yeah. You two?
I'm poorer than you are, man.
I'm actually high rollers.
I actually went down last
1.5 billion a year.
Really? Whoa.
That's a lot.
You know. Yeah, you asked me
by that. This is back when $1 billion could buy something.
Who's got more money than Batman?
Batman isn't born yet, is he?
No.
All right. That helps.
Just have to catch up to Lex Luthor. So did you call Ghost Girl?
Yeah, midpoint. Yeah, you didn't either?
Yeah.
That night? Okay, so you get called that night.
Anybody with a wrist? I broadcast out to the little group. I do like this Boost Mobile commercial.
All right, we'll call you
about what? Boost Mobile commercial.
That's what you do. So you're getting called by, on your wrist phone.
Ghost Girls?
Yes.
Okay.
Superheroes, why would I call Penny? Unless I want something collated.
Oh!
Emergency collation.
He clearly doesn't.
Why does Penny have a wrist thing?
Because John refused to get one?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, so when I call Penny, I'm really calling John?
Yes.
Alright, now I got it.
Because Penny's always with John.
Always.
Unless, of course, Ghost Girl's there.
Attach at the hip.
So, what can I do for you for
that?
You know, well, we should think about, you know, knocking John out and embedding him under his skin.
Do that.
Bye.
Okay.
I just tell you, a little old lady being harassed by red dragon ruffians.
Meanwhile, my whole apartment is.
Your priceless statues of what, jade and ruby?
When I saved her,
man.
When I saved her, she told me about her predicament. She and her daughter both know about a murder, but her daughter is kidnapped.
She hot?
They keep her quiet.
She hot? She hot?
The grandmother?
Yeah. Okay, about the grandfather.
Third.
Of course she is the family universe.
Now!
Ah! It's on!
You get hit. With a mental blast.
Naked but in direction.
Wait a minute. Who? What happened?
What's John attacked.
John attacked.
Yeah.
with the erection beam.
Stupid Silurians.
Why don't people
have
on my case call? I think.
You are at home.
Isn't Laura on the phone? Right.
Yeah, as far as I know, because we're living in the house. No, she doesn't. She just lives in the ether. Who knows?
Now that John knows your secret.
Good thing I called up the Dothraki.
He doesn't.
Well, that you're a demon.
Oh,
that
ghost
girl's
a demon?
Yeah. You told him. You told him that.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
that's
not
right.
A demon, you're an alien.
Yeah.
Demon.
Alien. Demon.
Yeah, okay. Two attacks, one hits you for 5 points. You know, mental blast. These are mental damage.
Yeah. So this is the sort of thing. Oh, so if you're insubstantial, it wouldn't have mattered.
You turn around, there's six Silurians menacing you.
Show the statues.
Can you go to the floor?
They're wearing some sort of medallions. So you got a third.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, medallions,
Mithril.
Mithril?
Because it's mine.
They show some sort of, weapon.
Hammer?
That's what you get.
Finished it. So, what can these guys do to you?
Can they
zap you when you're in substantial?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can they zap you through substantial things when you're in? Oh, when you ask
you have to be able to see you.
Okay. So
if they can see you through a wall, then yeah, they can zap you through a wall.
So you don't have any invisibility anymore, right?
No.
What happened?
It's all his fault.
What?
Yeah, that was inconvenient.
Actually, Kevin didn't want me to have invisibility.
Yeah, he never wanted to do that. Let's say that. You know he's keeping you down, though.
You're right.
The man is keeping you down.
We can't handle it.
You can't handle
it.
You want the
truth? Any, I don't know, scenario that is hard enough for you is, like, impossible for us.
Well, it's mental attacks, so...
Actually, Rip is pretty tough because he's got good aim.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a mental now, like, just saying, narrow spirit.
Yeah.
It's casual and visible.
It's convenient.
Well, no,
it's physical.
Well, you would have heard me, you know, we were chatting and then I went, ah!
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I fly there.
You got more
I push my speed.
Okay. You have no idea where I am.
That's true. You don't know where
I assume you're at home. Oh,
you
you're a ghost girl. You don't have a home.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Tell me the street address, you
I can't read!
Well, nice, he tells you.
Wait.
Shouldn't tell me, like, go left here at, you know, the gas station.
Yeah, I'm right by, you know, the library.
Can I grab it?
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So go to the library and give me an update?
It's Hawaii. Oh. Help the kid.
I
think
they're going left on the beach.
Yeah.
And I'll miss Lee.
So you flee.
I flee. I can't take six of them.
You can't?
No.
What she could do is say that she's at Penny Price's address. Because Penny Price is like a big celebrity.
Because they're lovers.
Anyone with a...
Anyone with anybody. Penny.
Well, so Penny and Ghost Girl and Red and Dr. Jones. I gotta get our priorities straight here.
What do you?
Okay.
I am good friends with my... So.
They do think so. But since you're not there.
Where are you? Help me! Oh,
so,
please, you!
When I get the... headquarters, I'll call Peter back.
Okay. Do you slide through the floor or through a wall?
Huh? Teleport.
You teleport. Okay, I'm good. You can
teleport
through the
wall.
Oh, yeah. To teleport through the walls?
Yeah.
Yeah, 12.
Okay. Never know. Going down. Shoot. Now I have you!
Just like last week. Right? Pounce right off the ship.
Oh,
yes, it was. So you like reappear in the same room? Is that what happened?
No, you just bounce off the wall.
You disappear. Well, when you teleport, you disappear, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, teleport is actually moving very fast. It's not actually teleporting.
They just end up back the same way.
So he stays moving very fast.
Okay, so if she wanted to move like 100 yards that way and bounce off the wall at only 10 feet, she showed up like 90 feet that way. She bounced. Okay.
She doesn't bounce that far.
Okay, so no matter how far she was planning on going, she would bounce to the same amount.
Yeah.
Okay. So, call you guys and say, stupid slurring attack me.
What they worship you?
Well, we should meet somewhere. Yeah, where do you live?
I'm at headquarters.
Okay.
You live at headquarters. I'll be right there.
Wait, doesn't
headquarters is under attack.
Elgato.
Yeah.
Elgato.
I check my hair on her. No.
I hang out here more.
I check her back. So any hair?
You think Elgato could clean his own dirt box?
That's not his dirt box.
Well, you know, it's convenient. I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that his is there, I wouldn't use it.
Don't knock my dirt box. So you call him back? Yeah, headquarters, and...
Yeah. So you got your four problems. So, yeah. So what were you saying?
I was saying we should meet at the old woman's house to help her.
Okay,
recover her
daughter. Are we there?
Tomorrow at 8.
Oh, no.
Tomorrow at 8. Okay.
But we could go now if it isn't too
late. I'm going to go talk to the Silurians.
Didn't they just kick your...
Yeah. Well, there were six of them wearing some sort of weird
behind
medallion ritual outfit thing.
So you didn't recognize them? I mean, I don't know. Are you friends with them in general?
They like me.
Okay. These six apparently don't.
What's the name of the demon they think you are?
Rakazan.
Rakazan? Maybe this is a cult that doesn't worship Rakazan, and
yeah,
since you're
maybe.
The avatar of Rakazan.
It's your lion.
They don't like me.
It's your lion.
That would be
you're the empire.
That would be
That would be.
You're major.
You're major.
They're going to bring balance to the Silurians.
Luke just attacked you.
So, yeah, I need to... need to go talk to the main Silurians and find out what the deal is.
Okay, so you guys, so right now you're at headquarters and you're going to go talk to the Silurians?
Yeah.
The rest of you do anything?
This is the night before, right? Is this the
night? It's still night, that's true.
Well,
is this
the night we'll go with you. You want help?
It's the day after?
No, you can call.
No, it's that night.
Right, so we don't
okay, that
we
all call you.
Wait. Yeah, but we don't know what's
going on. I already talked to you guys. But apparently, can't do the Boost Mobile group talk, so we had to do it one at a time.
Right.
So,
but we don't. So we don't know what happened to her, right?
No, I call you. I'm going to meet her at the headquarters.
Okay. Oh, okay. I guess.
All right.
I guess I have to leave the hospital. Oh, actually, I'm not in the hospital anymore. I'm against the hospital.
Why would you leave the hospital? Why are you at the hospital?
Now I'm talking to myself. After I'm off.
Is something wrong, Brad? Is sick?
Nothing is wrong.
Oh, Dr. Jones there in the room with you?
No.
Millsy little.
Ignore that.
It's off. No, off, man. It's off.
Okay. So what are the three of you do on? Oh, do you want to go?
Should we go with you? Should we go with you? I asked you.
You all three have things to do.
Is there any trouble? Well,
I don't right now.
You until 8 in the morning.
Well, I don't have anything until tomorrow morning because John Gilmore's got my phone taken care of. So.
You know, we've all met John. As you know, he doesn't seem to be the brightest apple in the barrel.
Not so much that he's not bright; he's just clueless.
I'm just saying. I mean, if you get Penny to help you out, you might have a shot.
I know. I know. Okay.
Well, why don't you call Penny?
I don't forget stuff when transform.
Why don't you get Penny to help you instead?
Because he answered the phone. He answered the freaking phone.
Penny,
who the fuck is
Penny?
What the hell are you, man?
Penny is the risk communicator. I didn't think you could call Penny the risk communicator.
I can't.
Yeah.
You run through everywhere.
work out?
Dr. Jones.
Because he's the one that's having a problem. Rat's not having a problem.
You're not going to... Why did you take up the problem? Why did you pretend Dr. Jones contacted Rad?
What a funny thing. We actually don't know each other that well. The cover cannot be blown. Never.
I see. Yes. Three?
I'm not concerned about the cover.
Well, there's this one.
My identity is nice and held. It sits tomorrow in the newspapers. Disgruntled superhero quits army.
So the army informs you, you can't actually quit, by the way.
How is that in the list, man?
Yeah. Oh, you're either a GS, something, the GS, what's the GS rating? GSW? GS. No, that's good job for the wounds. GS.
It's a
government service.
G. Rank?
GSR?
GWS. Game winning shot.
Maybe it's just GS.
No, it's just GS and then a number.
Yeah, GS. Okay, you have a GS number, or you're an officer, or you're enlisted. But that's none of those you can just quit, pal. Especially at wartime. In fact, wartime they say, by the way, you're in the army now. Yeah, they just, and once you are any of those, the government has the option just to reactivate you anytime they feel like it.
Well,
they
can
just come to me one day and say, Dave, I'd appreciate you, being a spec 4 again. How do you feel about that, Dave? Oh, wait, I don't actually care how you feel about that. They can just reactivate you anytime.
Well, yeah, I got out.
We missed you.
I got out.
Huh?
Well, I kind of got fired.
That helps.
Oh, they put my funding. I had nothing to do. So, hi.
Okay, well, I go. Sure. I figured you weren't any good at the fight.
Yeah.
What?
Not
one thing, it exploded.
Oh, yeah.
I was in a wheelchair, so you
don't get
in a fight.
What do you mean? I think Hunter being paranoid about the radiation.
Radiation?
I'm convinced of that. I have this campaign against Oppenheimer because I can do this.
Because he cheated up your tests.
You know what they say. You know what they say. Cheers, no win.
They do.
Because you can't stop me.
And I'm going to be so upset that I won't be the one whose name is associated with that.
The bomb?
Yeah.
Too bad.
The bomb.
Wow,
okay,
like
well, I go
to the ship. Entire.
So that's where you're going?
Dip.
Sure. I'm not going to do it. Right? Didn't we determine this? We have nothing to do until tomorrow morning? Sure. At least I know.
Okay.
Because Chunky almost kind of pumped in there.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
hopefully
we'll visit the underground city.
Wow.
Dark.
Underground city.
But you have lights.
Freaky.
Special lights that I made.
What else do they do?
They blow up.
Randomly.
Everyone roll when you turn on the lights.
Ooh, okay.
So if you don't roll double one.
We all have unregistered
nuclear accelerators on our back.
Okay. Our hands.
Visit. We're all happy. Hey. The Avatar's return.
Are they
wearing social presence?
Amulet?
No. So
I have.
And you visit and you talk to the high priest.
Yeah. I tell them I got attacked and I described the people that attacked me.
Well, so we were in betrayers.
Let's show you the
hunted down and destroyed.
I want to know who they are.
The infidel defilers.
Yes, infidel defilers.
They show drowning lakes of blood.
They call you the emissary?
Avatar.
Avatar.
It's all cultist.
You become a pathetic B-plot later on.
They show
committed to preventing Robinson from returning.
He's nice. He's nice.
But they show you rooted out and destroyed.
The captain of the emissary.
Okay.
Though it, like, never came up. And so often they just mentioned this.
You don't know where
I just,
any of them are?
I want to shit you up.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
It looks like that. There's stuff in the mountains.
Right.
It's real hard to tell if they take those from the aliens off.
They'll look like, huh?
I'm going to go see if I can find them where I was. I'll be right back.
What?
What?
We came.
Oh.
What?
There's
bodyguards to guard
you. Oh. Do you have, like, any good shopping around here?
No.
You gonna take us with you when you poop?
No.
when my I was.
You're all stuck in
my
the ground.
Was
oh wait, they can get. I have to get them out.
No, there are tunnels.
Okay. My hand was stuck in
but
here.
I'll be back in a minute.
Alright.
Oh, no.
Sure. She'll come back with my hand.
I go back to my house real quick.
My hand was attached to that breath.
See if they're still around.
Your house or Penny's house?
Oh.
Hey, why don't you go with Ethel? I think Ethel was a much better name.
Nope.
I guess I'll take a nap right here. It's kind of late.
Huh?
Yeah. It's late.
Huh. Let me think about this first.
Yeah. You did get attacked by the rubble. You're lying.
Okay.
What?
Wait, did you call
I don't remember if you've ever shown your staff to the rest of them. I don't think so.
What?
Your staff?
I've seen the staff. Oh,
no, I mean, no, none of the Solarians have seen it.
No,
but you've never had it when you were fighting yourself. Okay. Your home has been,
ransacked.
Searched. Not ransacked.
Okay.
Completely searched.
Very polite. Put everything back. They even cleaned
sort of. They try to, they're moving things and then they sort of try to put it back.
Okay. They even cleaned
the
window.
See in our light, so.
It's hard. They have flashlights.
Okay.
So, but it's just means it's hard for
there's
people.
Snake people.
Right.
I can't see with dark. Snake people.
You don't know what they're looking for.
Alright, I'll see
they
if
have
I can
darts.
Track
them. Huh? Dark.
Dark.
Yeah. They can't see in the light. They have dark. Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
They do live on the ground,
nope.
So they must
be
flash dark.
Nope.
It's too bright. I can't see.
Can
you bring back my hand?
Alright, I go back.
Okay. My hand.
So she was gone. The Silurians were all around you, pressing closer and closer. She came back and they started backing away.
The first thing closely that wakes me up.
I tell them if they find if they find any of the infidels or whatever.
Infidel defilers.
I want to talk to them.
Before they
do
it. You know, they say about dead and tell no tales.
15.
Of course, for, you know, for some sort of exquisite torture that only you can think of.
Yeah.
Exquisite.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, of course, peace. So she will be of it.
How long were you gone, by the way?
I don't know, 5 minutes.
Yeah, so still tired of what you're saying. Shouldn't we take a nap?
Okay, so who else has stuff needs done? I don't know. I haven't heard about you guys last, so.
Yeah, my lab is gone. Again.
Your lab is gone again?
Yeah, my lab is gone again.
What?
Oh.
Well, let's go look around, see if we can find any clues.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. We'll get in my lab.
Okay.
So all four of you go through your lab?
Yeah.
Sure.
Only clue I got is the alien thing. Saw.
We never
one
said never. Large. That's the key. Never
probably
mark
one.
To
keep me alive. That's the key to keeping me alive. Never separate. So if I go down, just go through you. Think of my body and stuff.
You do go down more than anyone else.
Oh, sad. All
right. So this is later that day. You go back to your lab.
I'm so tired.
Of course, that's the only reason why Ghost Girl puts up with you because you go down.
So code that way. I think Eric was outside smoking. You missed the you missed all that. So code down there.
Okay.
What was that really in refer to? Because both the IP and Shannon were thinking of making him comfortable. Actually, Pig was the only one I think of that.
You were trying to make him comfortable. We all appreciate it.
I'll
make you relax, obviously.
For you, relax.
So I said, what? Oh, I said, Tian Shan is keeping on himself when he wakes up. We all pee on him. That's a lot of pee! So the little fingertips in the warm water bit? Yeah. No. We just all pee on him. Tell him he pees on himself. I actually got the trick with some of these little shavings in my bed once. I was sleeping. I was dead asleep, and somebody took shaving cream. I swear to God, there was that much shaving cream on top of my mattress, all the way across the entire bed in college.
Thanks. Was that on you?
No. I was underneath the, I was underneath the covers. It was on top of the blanket. So I wake up in the morning and go like this.
Are you sure that was shaving cream?
I'm pretty sure it was shaving cream. Yeah. It smelled like shaving cream. I lifted my hand up, and it was just white foam all the way this way. And my first thought, really, I swear to God, was my dream was not that good. But what the hell?
Okay.
So you go to the lab.
Yep. Any clues?
It was just ransacked. It wasn't like, it's not a big mess.
Post-cop.
Taken away.
Post-cop. Oh, wait. On PC. Damn it. Any clues? Can we search? You can always roll high.
Yeah. You can always roll in.
We're in my lab. Or, yeah.
Yeah. It's cool.
4-4. 5-6. 19.
Let's see. So what happened is, so there's a couple, you know, so, looking at this very brief clue, looks like Wally and Charlie were working, Deb knocked them out.
Whoa.
Packed up a bunch of stuff and wheeled them away.
So they were packed.
But you're only sort of sure that's what happened.
They were
hard to
packed.
Tell, actually.
They were, so I found like Charlie's shoe and Wally's tie or something like that.
Something like that.
Figured they were there.
Based on the way the furniture moved around.
you did the Aragorn thing.
How did I hear?
Someone defeated it.